The applicants for the Colby site propose to turn the building into a B&B for 8 guests plus a kitchen, but planning commissioners struggled over several meetings with the requirement, saying that for the business to be considered a bed and breakfast, it has to be an owner-occupied residence. On Tuesday, with the applicants asking for a decision, the Snyderville commissioners said the proposal couldn't get over that threshold. Deputy County Attorney Jamie Bratkin reviewed some of the findings of fact underlying the motion to deny. One noted that the owner of the property is a business, not a person.
Number three, that the applicant has not met the threshold on how an LLC as an entity, which can own, but they have not met the threshold of how that LLC will occupy the building as a residence. Number four, that the ownership interest as proposed by the applicant is not sufficient to meet the criteria of an owner-occupied residence.
Among the comments, Planning Commissioner Candace Hart explained why the proposal was not crossing the threshold for him.
Now, if the applicants had in their application shown that it was going to be owner-occupied, then we would have responded to that appropriately. And we asked for it several times. The closest we've got to that was the explanation of that the on-site manager would have some sort of interest. But it was also made clear that if that person was terminated or chose to leave or whatever the business arrangement was, that that interest could be revoked. So that's not owner-occupied.
Planning Commissioner Candace Hart. The vote to deny was 6-1, with Crystal Simons dissenting. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.